From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Mexico's president will be at the White House today, and immigration issues and the drug war are to top the agenda, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
President Obama is treating Mexican President Felipe Calderon to a state dinner in a sign White House officials say shows how important the U.S.-Mexican relationship is. This will be the fourth meeting between the two men. Calderon is expected to raise concerns about a controversial new immigration law in Arizona. President Obama has called the Arizona law misguided, and the Justice Department is reviewing it. White House officials say President Obama will repeat his promise to work on immigration reform. He's also expected to reaffirm the U.S. commitment to a multi-year $1.3 billion aid package meant to help Mexico battle the drug cartels. The two men are to discuss border security and the violence that has plagued many border towns. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
An American contractor in Afghanistan is dead, and at least seven Taliban attackers have died after a brazen attack on the big U.S.-run Bagram Air Base, as the BBC's Mark Dummett reports.
This was an audacious assault on Bagram Air Base. It was launched before dawn by a relatively small group of Taliban who were armed with rocket launchers, grenades and machine guns. They didn't get anywhere close to entering the base. This is one of the largest and most important American military bases in Afghanistan. It is extremely well protected. And frankly, the Taliban would have needed hundreds of men with artillery and air backup to stand any chance of causing any serious damage to the base.
That's the BBC's Mark Dummett in Kabul. The Bagram attack comes a day after a suicide bomber struck a U.S. convoy in Kabul. That attack killed 18 people, among them civilians, five American troops, and a Canadian service member. In New York, Times Square bombing suspect Faisal Shahzad has entered a no plea after a Manhattan federal judge read the five charges against him. Here's NPR's Cindy Rodriguez.
It was the first time the 30-year-old naturalized citizen from Pakistan appeared in court since his arrest more than 2 weeks ago. The courtroom was filled mostly with reporters. Shahzad entered wearing a gray sweatsuit. His attorney, Julia Gatto, was seated to his left, and besides leaning over to hear her whisper in his ear, he sat still and showed no emotion. Judge James Francis IV read him his rights and laid out the charges against him, including one count of attempting to use a weapon of mass destruction. Federal prosecutors asked that Shahzad be detained. The judge agreed and his lawyer consented. He exited in handcuffs. His next appearance is set for June 1st. Cindy Rodriguez, NPR News, New York.
The government says prices consumers pay slipped unexpectedly, if by a small amount in April. It's the first monthly price drop in a year. This is NPR News. Only foreign tourists and Thai air travelers will be able to move around Bangkok, Thailand tonight to get to airports. A curfew is in place as the government tries to gain control of the capital city in the face of continued violent political protests. Despite the protest leaders' statements that they will surrender, people in the streets are setting fire to buildings, including a huge shopping center that's an icon of Bangkok's prosperity. Protesters want parliament dissolved and a new election, and an army assault toppling their leadership appears to have enraged them further. Extensively drug-resistant tuberculosis, or XDR-TB, was once thought to be a death sentence for people who also harbor HIV. But NPR's Brenda Wilson says a study in this week's British journal The Lancet indicates the survival rate of XDR-TB for people with HIV is better than previously reported.
In a 2006 outbreak of XDR-TB in the KwaZulu-Natal region of South Africa, nearly 80% of the patients with HIV died. This led to the assumption that people infected with HIV are highly susceptible to drug-resistant tuberculosis and have a poor chance of survival. So the government stepped up its efforts against drug-resistant tuberculosis. 199 young people with XDR-TB were identified. Some died before they could be treated. Of those who were treated, people with HIV were no more susceptible and just as likely to survive drug-resistant TB as those who did not have HIV. People with HIV on anti-AIDS drugs were generally also less likely to die. Brenda Wilson, NPR News.
This is NPR News.